Last year, for just about all students, band and choir practice happened outdoors or over, you know, Zoom. But now, as Craig Lamolt of member station GBH in Boston reports, student musicians are now finally enjoying a new, almost normal.
Students in Westwood High School's wind ensemble class catch up with each other and fiddle with instruments as rehearsal begins. Then the director, Dr. Heather Cody, raises her hand and they begin to tune up.
The first day that we were in here this fall and they all played together, I started to tear up.
One, two, beginning and ready, go.
Last year, Cody says, they mostly practiced outside, which got harder as the weather cooled. And the students were split into two cohorts that came to school in person on different days.
You didn't have the whole group together, so sometimes, you know, balance was weird, and, you know, you had too many of one instrument because all the other ones were in the other cohort.
Senior and tenor sax player Frank Papetti says when they were at home last year, they'd mute their microphones and play along.
Yeah, you kind of feel isolated. It kind of turns you off in a sense. You don't really want to play. Nobody can hear you.
Now he's thrilled they're all back together again.
Oh my God, I'm super excited. I love playing my instrument.
Things do look a bit different in wind ensemble this year. There's a black filter covering the bell of Papetti's saxophone.
And honestly, it doesn't make that much of a difference. It doesn't make your sound much different at all.
But scientists say it does make playing instruments safer. Yelena Srebrich of the University of Maryland was one of the leading researchers behind a study that used lasers and high-speed cameras to visualize how aerosols spread from instruments and singers.
When you put a mask or a bell cover, the area that is immediately directly affected by a breath shrinks by one-third, which is enormous.
Singing is a concern, too. One of the first known COVID super spreader events in the U.S. happened in a choir in Washington State. The study's authors put out a list of recommendations, including bell covers for bands and masks for choruses when they rehearse indoors. They also suggest things like physical distancing and added air filtration. The organizations that supported the study say about 20 states are requiring these steps. 20 more have some sort of recommendation to follow the guidelines, and 10 have none.
And one, two, a one, two, three, four.
The high school jazz ensemble in Wellesley, Massachusetts, is going a step further. As junior Max Goldenson points out, even as he plays his trumpet, he's wearing a mask.
There's a hole in the center, and each side has a magnet on it, so you can kind of clip it closed whenever you're not playing.
Freshman Ben Harris says for music class last year, he had to record his bass guitar parts into an app, which told him if he got the notes right. He says he went from loving music class to it feeling like a chore.
I mean, it works, but it's not like the nicest way to play.
He says it felt a bit like a video game.
But not the most entertaining one.
Down the hall, about 40 masked members of a Wellesley High School choir are back together, including senior Nora Harkin.
For all of us, like, this is our community. This is where we find joy in our day-to-day. Like, it's a break from the schoolwork, and it's a time, like, all of my friends are in these choirs and in these groups, so to lose that was a really hard time. We don't want to do that again.
And they're all hoping, with these new protective measures, that they won't have to. For NPR News, I'm Craig Lamolt in Wellesley, Massachusetts.